So, I'd like to take you on a guided visualization. I'd like to take you on a trip through the sacred anatomy that will take you to your edge. And I want to invite you to just take a deep breath. And you can look, there will be some visuals that'll come up. You can look at them or you can close your eyes. Take a deep, deep breath. And begin to be aware of a powerful downward force at the center of your body, moving from above your head, straight into your head and down your spine, all the way down your spine and out your coccyx and down through your legs, underneath your feet, all the way down 20 feet or more. This long core, this triple current stream with energies swirling and moving in an incredibly powerful, powerful, forceful speed. It's like a river of energy that moves through you, down. And it's the core. And it's crossed at the very center of your body, going right, a little bit above your belly button, but going right through from the front to the back. It's crossed by another powerful current of energy. This is called the channel. So the core is coming down and the channel is coming in and going out your back. And it's coming in from 20 feet away, coming through your body, going through it all the way, and then exiting out and going 20 feet behind you. So it's anchoring you in space and time. You're anchored in space with the core and in time by the channel. And both of these currents of light, these rivers of energy, both of them are spiraling, swirling. And both of them are pure divine light within you. So just have a moment of feeling how the two of them cross within you, right around your belly button and maybe back at your spine, the two cross, and there's a kind of connection. It's kinetic, it's dynamic, it's forceful when the two of them cross. And when they do, there's an explosion of awareness constantly. I am, it says. And all around you, a subtle anatomy begins to form. An edge all the way out begins to shape because you are a manifestation of divine source. From your physical body all the way out to the edge of your subtle structure, you are pure manifestation in co-creative form of divine source. And there it is, the layers again. There are 36 strata of the 8 layers, and they begin with the physical body. So taking a deep breath, place your awareness here in your physical body. Wiggle your toes and your shoulders. Feel your physical body. Roll your neck. Breathe in. As you can feel your body seated in your chair, strong and powerful. Feel the energy of that body begin to build, the awareness of that physical body begin to build, and the desire of that physical self to reach out and to connect with the subtle. And as it does so, it begins to move right out of the physicality, and you can feel it moving into the emotional layer. The emotional layer is all around your physical body, and it's kind of a pinkish or a peachy color. And your emotional layer is beautiful. It's soft and warm, and it holds your emotional content warmly like a blanket. Take a deep breath and allow your emotions to expand out, to begin giving the message of your love to the world. And now you move into the primal layer, which is green, and around the peachy layer. And this green primal layer, this is where your sense of tribe and legacy is. This is where your DNA and your instinct can be touched. I like to think of it as the part of you that's like the cave where the dragon's egg is hidden. There's a mystical quality here. And it holds and supports your emotional truth, and it holds and supports your physical well-beingness. And as you take a deep breath, you move out of the primal and into the mental layer, which is yellow and organized, and yet mostly about acceptance. The greater mind is truly about accepting the potential, accepting the possibility, accepting the hope and the goodness that's everywhere around you. Take a deep breath and let yourself feel that great mind that you live in, that great mind that expands out. And as it does, you move into what's called the cognitive layer. It's kind of a turquoise or a teal color, and the cognitive layer is where the point of transmutation is. It's this place in your structure where an idea can be implanted and you begin to bring it into physical form. It's the place where transmutation occurs, the point of transmutation. It's where miracles occur. But it's also where the mundane occurs. I'm really good at chopping vegetables occurs there, as well as I understand geometry occurs there. All these ideas that make up who we are, these ideas that other people have and they give us, that's where they are located. That's where they start to come in. The point of transmutation is like a Garden of Eden where any great idea can be planted and grow into a prosperous plant. And so we move out of the cognitive layer and into the mental layer, the spiritual layer, that's lavender and purple and beautiful and profound. And it's where the angels are singing and the fairies are dancing. And your intuition is queen or king, and you can feel your relationship to all that is sacred. And now expand beyond that into the history of your soul's journey in the etheric layer, the great history that your own soul carries, the profound truths that you have learned and that you have taught, that you represent. Take a deep breath and let yourself move right through the etheric and into the soul layer, profoundly moving, fast, dramatic, intense, yellow, blue, and red, swirling lights crossing each other, creating every single color in the rainbow. So powerful, so profound. Moving, constantly moving, the fuel tank of your subtle structure. This is the part of you that makes the rest of you. It's the building blocks live here. And so taking a deep breath, move right through the soul layer. Step through the edge. And go into the universal, go into the float. And look back at yourself. You have unlimited potential. You are a co-creative partner in a cosmic journey with all creation. And when you look at the edge of your sacred anatomy, it's soft and gentle, and you can come back to it. You can literally nestle into it and make a beautiful little nest for yourself, because you're more than you think you are. Notice now how you are awake and aware of your whole structure, your structure behind you, at your back, all the way back to the physicality. So you're in your physical body, but you're also awake and aware of the sacred and the subtle. This is an experience of being at the edge. I want you to take a moment now and just simply feel compassion. Feel compassion for the people of the earth. They're trying so hard. Feel compassion for your brothers and your sisters. Notice what you feel. Notice how it's all around you, how it's all encompassing, how it is, in fact, what you're awake to, that sensate clarity that expands within you and gives you the power to simply be in this world, a member of the human species, and yet distinct, individuated, yourself, necessary, a part of the whole. Well, that is an experience of the edge. Just take a moment and kind of feel yourself there. Experience it as it expands within you, and feel the warmth of the edge expanding all the way across the edge and around it, up and down, left and right, behind you, above you, all around you. And feel yourself at the same time that you're aware of your physical body. Feel yourself also being aware that there is a subtle self, a sacred anatomy that holds something very profound. Truly the secret that you are capable of more, that you are directed and guided, that you are a gift.